Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Kobe Jacob, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 28, 1809, we take a look at an ad posted in the Barbados Mercury and Bristol Gazette about the sale of a plot of land called Porry Spring in St. Thomas, and take a deeper dive into the history of the St. Thomas area and the spring attached to it. According to Woodville Marshall's Place Names of Barbados, one early English owner of the property was William Porry, whose 1647 will made reference to my plantation at the spring. Records also reveal that the area was one of the Quaker meeting places up to the 1740s. Porry Spring is a long-standing natural coral spring in the parish of St. Thomas, and has been a source of natural water and a much-needed asset during periods of drought in the island, especially to the community surrounding the spring. As the ad reads, "For sale," the subscriber's place called Porry Spring, containing 10 acres of land with a dwelling house thereon, and an excellent bathing house with a continual flow of fresh water, situated in the parish of St. Thomas, about 8 miles from town. Also a Negro man, watchman on the said place. For terms and further particulars, apply to Samuel Ames. With the sale of a 10-acre land, along with the dwelling house and bathhouse, in addition to the Negro watchman, it suggests that the land and its assets would be a great investment for those interested. 2 decades or so from the end of slavery in the British West Indies, Barbados began its move toward independent in-house resource management. As the century rolled on, we see the Porry Spring Act of 1864, which allows the vestry of the parish of St. Thomas to construct and maintain works for the collection and delivery of water to persons other than the inhabitants of the parish. With the increasing influx of tourists into Barbados, Porry Spring has become somewhat of a relaxing destination for tourists and locals alike. With water shortages throughout the rural parts of the nation, Porry Spring has been a life force of rejuvenation and necessity for the Porry Spring community, and has also been a source of growth, with vendor stands being supported and financed in the area. On this day, January 28th, we review the ad posted in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, and connect it to the importance of Porry Spring as a national natural spring and its significance to the survival of the community surrounding it.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.